Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Tempting Teacher. This file is a fantasy, a very nice fantasy. Do you remember a moment when you were in a class? Something that you thought you knew. The subject matter familiar, the time of day getting kind of late. Zoning out with the voice of the teacher. Feeling kind of playful because you know all of this. The back of the class is a comfortable place to not exactly misbehave, but maybe tease a little, to tempt fate. Close your eyes and imagine. Sitting there, looking at the teacher, wondering what they're feeling, what's going through their mind as they're going through the lesson material, probably for the 100th time. They must have done all of this so many times that they can do it in their sleep. Then again, maybe, just maybe, you can distract them a little bit. Certain movements, a look, teasing caress, repositioning yourself in ways that might hint at something. Nothing too overt, nothing obvious. Wouldn't actually want to get into trouble now, do we? Subtle things, playful things. The lesson is just droning on and on, and it doesn't look like the teacher's noticing you anyway. And if they're not noticing you, you might as well tease a little more. I'm sure that pulling down a corner or maybe shifting a little more means nothing, does it? It goes on for a while. The class continues as does your tempting and teasing. You hear a snap to make you pay attention, but it looks like someone else was actually the focus this time. Maybe you got away with it. Kind of a pity. It's a fun thing to do, and this particular teacher, well, it wouldn't be that bad if they gave you some personal attention, would it? Fortunately, the lesson is almost over. Finally, it would be time to leave and go back home. The bell rings, and everyone rises, gathering their things. But the teacher has noticed you, calling your name and telling you to stay. You don't know why. You don't know yet what is going to happen, how this will escalate. It takes a while for everyone else to leave the classroom. And it doesn't take that long after before you and teacher are the only people left. There is a smirk on their face. Are you in more trouble than you thought? Apparently, you were having some fun back there, they say. I don't think you were paying attention the whole time, were you? Do you still remember what I was talking about? Well, answer. Can you even name a single thing that I've said? That's what I thought. Apparently, you were distracted, and not just that, you were trying to be distracting. I'm not really sure what to do with that just now. But let's focus on your attention problem, because it is very important to pay attention. Sit back down. That's right. You weren't paying attention, so you're going to do some extra study. And I'm going to help you because, well, I know you want to be a good student. And you have done well in the past. I'm not really sure why you were so distracted earlier, but we're going to make sure that you learn your lesson. They move close to you as they say this, leaning on the desk, bending forward just enough to enter your more intimate circle. I know you want to do well. I know you want to follow, to listen. So repeat after me. I will pay attention. I said repeat after me clearly. I will pay attention. I will pay attention in class. I will focus on teacher's voice. I will make sure to listen to teacher. Very good. Now maybe, just maybe, there is something that you can do. You were doing very good at repeating. Are you paying attention now? That's better. I've also noticed those teasing, tempting movements you were making. Maybe you thought that all the way in the back of the class it wouldn't be so obvious. As they lean into your ear, they caress your spine down. I saw. I saw all that you did. So naughty. I wonder what you were trying to achieve. Was there a purpose or merely a game, a play, a bit of fun? Well, now you have my attention. Do you want to earn more? They tap the table in front of you. Look here. Focus on your work. That's right. Sit straight. Pay attention. Focus. You want to be a good student, to follow, to listen. That's right. As they gently caress down over your shoulders, down your arms, your head naturally sinks a little bit. It betrays how deep you are focused on their voice, on their movements. They noticed. They also noticed the squirming that has been happening for the past few minutes. They almost lean over you and tap on the desk. The sound it makes shocks through your body. It It's almost like they're touching you without even touching. Little sparks teasing frustration. Focus on teacher's voice. Focus on teacher's presence. That's right. I wonder if part of you wants to do so much more. As you're sitting there squirming, eyes cast down, blush, flush, squirm, shiver. You can feel the presence of teacher getting closer, their body almost pressed against you. Then stepping away again. So you can pay attention if you want to. Apparently, you need motivation. Pay attention. Focus. You will do your best. It's quite fascinating how much quieter, more demure you are sitting right now compared to earlier. Then again, you were tempting fate or me, weren't you? There is a smile on their face as they walk around you. A circle around your desk, around your presence, attention. I wonder if you know that they noticed your squirming. The desks are not closed after all. Your legs are visible. Your body is obvious in its posture. You're not nearly sitting as straight as they asked you to. Because every wave of temptation seems to draw you in, pull you down, make you smaller. It's an interesting sensation, a wonderful teasing. Focus. That's right. Now then, for every little tease you did earlier, for every attempt and and moments that you were not paying attention. I'm going to make you feel what you wanted. It would be so easy to touch you right now, so easy to let fingers roam where they shouldn't, to tell you to do something that shouldn't be said. And right now, follow and listen to those instructions. In fact, you are so wonderfully focused that all it takes is a simple drop to fully sever the link between your mind and reality, and leave you falling further and further into the blissful abyss beyond desire. A fire that will be fueled by fantasies, dreams of touching, teasing, of doing the thing that you secretly invited. Should I give them to you already, or leave you with the frustration as a tease for the future? Either way, it will have a wonderful effect on you, wouldn't it? We'll see. Because if my voice follows, the fantasy continues. Otherwise, you'll simply be told to wake up in delightful frustration. And it will be an interesting journey home. Maybe you'll pay more attention next time, or maybe this is motivation to be even more naughty. I wonder which it'll be. For now, as you feel a wonderful stroke over your back from them, you fall deep. Enjoy.